Kote wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Yes, it's time for Peps Picks with my main man, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Liam. As always, thank you for the warm introduction.
Oh, you are so welcome. You're a deserving man. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been having a productive week.
Oh, that's good.
We are not outstanding in the wind, so it's nice. Slightly clearer audio here than usual. That's always good.
Yeah, I like that. You sound surprised by the fact you've had a productive week. Is that uncommon?
Oh, you know, sometimes get a bit overwhelmed by it, but it's okay, we're doing good. And speaking of good, we've got some good music today.
Yes, we actually have very good music today. Please indulge us.
It's so nice. So we've got some music from the late Hiroshi Yoshimura, who was a pioneer of ambient music in Japan, a subgenre of ambient music in particular, based around minimalism that the Japanese call Kankyo Ongaku, or environmental music, soft electronic melodies infused with the sounds of nature, bubbling brooks, steady rain, morning birds, you name it, it's great stuff. He's really famous for this album called Green that came out in 1986, which is, there was this thing that was going on 7 to 10 years ago. It's not as prominent anymore, when the YouTube autoplay algorithm started recommending people who use YouTube to listen to music a whole bunch of rare Japanese Kankyo Ongaku and ambient records from the 80s.
Right.
People like Hiroshi, Yoshimura, Midori Takada, a whole generation of people who've had this sort of critical reassessment, Yumiko Morioka. There's a whole thing going on, and Green was one of the records that seemed to get lucky in that jackpot and got served to all these people who've been using YouTube to listen to rare or interesting music. But in his lifetime, though, how can I put it? Green is not actually the classic.
Right.
Green isn't the classic. The classic is actually an album from 1986.
Yeah.
Called Surround. Surround, okay? And this is how he described it. Well, Surround can be listened to as music that's as close to air itself, allowing us to enter each listener's sound scenery or something that exists within a new perspective, expanding the middle ground between sound and music, and transforming it into a comfortable space that would be much appreciated. So this is designed as for spaces. This is music that you can put on in a shopping mall, in a cafe, in your home. The whole idea is that it tints the atmosphere and just subtly changes the way you might think about, look at, or experience the space that you're in.
I love that concept
this is the
around
idea.
Music. I just think it's so
This is the
clever.
Idea, and it's like, you almost like, you don't even need to pay attention to it.
Yeah,
you just
right.
have it in the background, and you're going about your day, you make your coffee, you do your email job, you do your fake email job, you do whatever you're doing, and it just subtly, and maybe it's not immediately obvious, but you come to realize that actually, you're looking at everything slightly differently, and it's because of the way the music has just shifted your perception of everything.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, what's even funnier, right? So this album was a commission for a home builder, Misawa Holmes.
Huh.
Yeah, who essentially wanted to make something that they could sort of a package deal, this will be, you get your first home build, we'll give you your an LP or CD, this is your starter kit music for your new house.
Wow, that's so interesting.
And like you said, he sort of sees this, he goes, think of this music in the same family of sounds as the vibration of footsteps, the hum of an air conditioner, the clanging of a spoon inside a coffee cup.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
environmental music, Kenki Ongaku. Yeah, this guy also, he did another great album was called Music for Nine Postcards, which was played back inside a museum space. He did sound design for subways and public spaces.
Yeah, wow.
Did a lot of stuff, But also, another thing is he sort of thought of Surround and Green as like his yin and yang.
Right,
you know,
these
two. So the album everyone knows and the album people don't know but should know are in relationship with each other.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Hmm.
Yeah, so I picked like the shortest track on the album for us to play. Really, really calming, nice piece. The title track, actually. Because the other ones are really long and you don't have time for that. But this is like a really good sense of what's going on within this music.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Yep, so it's been reissued, it's back in all the formats through a label called Temporal Drift. Get it on streaming, get it on Bandcamp, buy it in record stores, whatever you need.
I just like, this relationship to music about it being atmospheric, I find endlessly fascinating. I just think it's such an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's such a big thing in the late 70s and early 80s when they were... I mean, the interesting thing with ambient, right, is... Yeah, so ambient, you know, sort of people credit that to Brian Eno in the late 70s. I mean, the one most people know is Music for Airports.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was made to be played in the background of airports. And then, I mean, he follows on with a whole series collaborating with people like John Hassell and Larraji and all of this. But if you dial things back earlier, you know, you have this... French composer whose name escapes me right now, classical composer. Let me just see if I can pull it up. Eric Satie, who was like active in the beginning of the 20th century, had this whole concept that he coined in 1917 of furniture music, furnishing music. Background music,
yeah,
you know,
right,
which are
right.
These piano composition pieces that, or you know, sometimes pieces for you know, like flute, clarinet, and strings. Even you know, some of the even by the 1920s, he was putting industrial sounds into these orchestral things.
Oh my gosh! Wow,
It's a very similar sort of idea, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
A whole sort of early 20th century sense of what ambient music would become. You know, furniture music, furnishing music, it's all about repetition, minimalism. It's terminology that didn't exist during his time, but his vision for what it was going to be all about really presages what ends up happening 50 years later. And Eric Satie's music is still massively popular in Japan.
Interesting.
These are the sort of things
that
were hanging in the background. There's this real relationship between France and Japan in terms of music and art, visual art as well. Like there's a whole relationship between French illustrators, like graphic novel cartoon illustrators, and the Japanese anime and like manga illustrators, like a back and forward like influence going through.
Yeah,
so
wow.
The whole thing, this
wow.
whole thing that was bubbling up and building for a really long time.
Yeah,
know?
Sounds like it, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, at the same time that Eno and that were doing their thing in the UK and the US, I mean, the Japanese got into it pretty quickly. It just took a lot longer for the wider world to get to hear this sort of music.
Yeah, right. Typical.
But now we've got the overview. So we have that. It's great, you know. This is the great thing about the 70s and 80s now, is now we have the global overview of what was happening everywhere around the world and how quickly people were being inspired by these emerging trends. And we can look back on it in a whole different way, and I love it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. You can kind of, you map it out and see it more clearly, which I guess can kind of inform modern music habits as well. Martin...
Oh, no, hard out. Like, modern composers are drawing from everywhere. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is always an absolute pleasure. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Yeah, a bit of editing and writing work, but not too bad.
Oh, that's good.
Not too bad.
Well,
okay, well, look, I hope you have a good day.
You know what? I will endeavour to.
Very good. I hope the listeners have a good day. And let's listen to Surround by Hiroshi Yoshimura.
Oh, you're brilliant. Hey, Martin, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Peace.
Oh, Martin, Martin, Martin. I love Mr. Martin Peeprell. And that's who that was right there. And here's his pick for Peep's Picks today.